John, have we crossed a Rubicon this morning?
I think we've leapfrogged the Rubicon pool.
Right, that's... most people regard crossing the Rubicon as transformational. And certainly Hannibal, when he crossed the Rubicon with his elephants, certainly transformed the history of Europe. But I have never heard of anyone who has leapfrogged the Rubicon. Can you fill me in a little bit more on why you go to paroxysms of them, to those kind of paroxysms?
Well, I think you just changed the flow of an entire day, Paul, with your idea and offer to bring Justin to Ireland. I mean, it's amazing. It's life changing, certainly for him and for us. You know.
Well, interesting enough, it wouldn't. In my view, is that it would never have happened if he hadn't said at the end of the conversation with me about our website, which was intense for an hour, and I really needed to have a break. If he hadn't said, "I'd like to talk to John now."
Which is normally quite unusual. I think he'd prefer to speak to you, but it was interesting.
But the conversation was about a different matter, but it was actually also, if you were talking about it in terms of something like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it would have been the foundation on which everything else is built, would it not?
Absolutely.
Pardon?
Just watching traffic here, yeah. Paul.
But I mean, the prospect of changing the ownership of change agents by bringing an equal partner into the business, I think that's transformational. I mean,
absolutely.
This is without prejudice to the possibility that we don't actually do it, but the setting up face-to-face discussions.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that although, you know, I'd done a piece of work with Justin in 2006, I have never physically seen him beyond a single meeting.
What?
So, yeah. So
I'm shocked. You've actually never had, you've only had one face-to-face?
We had one face-to-face meeting in 2006 where we built a website for one of South Africa's biggest banks. And that initial meeting, we concluded an agreement, and the whole project was developed sort of remotely with him being in Cape Town and us being in Johannesburg. And obviously, since leaving South Africa, I'd never seen him since then until we started working together through agents.
Why didn't you hop on a bus and go from Joburg to Cape Town?
I'm too busy.
How long would it have taken on a bus?
About 2 days.
That's what I thought. You were too damn busy.
Too busy, Paul.
I think people get their priorities all wrong.
No, I know.
I mean, the number one priority for me is face-to-face rapport building. Now, you have a talent which I admire, which is that you are capable of long-distance working with people who you've actually never seen. Ever seen.
Well, I've seen him once.
You've seen him once,
for an hour.
Bloody hell. But if you were to...
But interesting, I knew when I met him the first time during that hour that we would be working together, and that if I ever wanted to work with someone who shared a mutual passion for design and visual creation, he would be the number one person that I'd go to. So, I mean, I got that out of one meeting.
How long did it take you to form that conclusion as opposed to verbalizing it?
Probably a couple of seconds.
That's what I thought, you know, because I thought to myself, it wouldn't take me an hour to figure out that somebody was, you know, in the category of my ideal collaborator.
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about in change agents about having ideal clients and ideal collaborators.
Absolutely.
And in fact, you know, I'm putting all the supply chain into collaborators, right? So there's two types of people, I suppose. Actually, there's another type, which is the, but they're a collaborator, which is our ideal investor.
Change angels.
Yes, yes, that's the term we have, change angels for this,
don't,
you know.
Don't forget that.
No, I'd forgotten it until you just mentioned it, you know. And we're going to Nando's to celebrate. Is that an appropriate place for us to celebrate a gigantic leap into the unknown?
Absolutely. I think in the chronology of change agents, all of our mega moments have been celebrated at Nando's. I think something about spicy peri-peri chicken ties in very nicely with the major successes and events in the lifespan of change agents. So I'm looking forward to that.
One last thing from me on this, which is that I could count on one hand, and probably in half a hand, the number of times in my life where I've actually been in a position with ease to pay for somebody's air ticket from the equivalent or actuality of Cape Town to Cork. I mean, that is not something that was, the timing of it was not within my control. It hasn't come because we've had some enormous client who's just paid us, you know, 70 to 90,000 euro as a deposit.
But if there are any clients out there
who
would like to pay us that amount, we'd love to speak to you.
Yeah, and we do lesser amounts, but you don't transform the company, our company, for lesser amounts. But by a sheer stroke of the gods of fortune, and the gods decided this morning to change the ball game, and we find ourselves able, by some weird means, to send the price of an airline ticket to our man in Havana. Sorry, no, our man in Cape Town.
Our man in Cape Town. Absolutely. Very exciting, Paul.
Okay.
It's a game changer.
Lead me to your leader, Nando's.
Yeehaw.